365 mitzvahs leisaseh that Klal Yisrael was given. The Gedolim that know how to understand these things attribute each one of the days of the year to one of the 365 lamim. Tisha B'Av, the lot that parallels Tisha B'Av is the Isser to eat from the Gid HaNasha. And if we think about it, the reason is obvious. Yaakov Avinu fought the entire night with the Malach of Esav. It was a very, very, very difficult battle. And in the end, he won the battle, but he came out damaged and hurt. The Malach of Esav managed to hurt Yaakov in one place. That's in the Gid HaNasha. Yaakov limped away. That Gid HaNasha that Klal Yisrael doesn't eat, that's the place where Esav was able to get Yaakov. That's the place where Yaakov had to admit defeat at that moment to Esav. Tisha B'Av is that day for us. Tisha B'Av is the day that the power was given to Esav to overpower us. The power was given to the Malach of Esav to defeat us. But if we look at the Psukim by the Gid HaNasha, we find that the sun rose and Yaakov was healed. And the same thing is true about Tisha B'Av. The Gid HaNasha won't hurt forever. Chazal tell us that ultimately the Meir of Yomeinu, Tisha B'Av will turn to a day of Sos and Besimcha, to a Yantav, because the power that Esav holds over us will be cast away. We know that every time we read the Parsha, there are things in the Parsha, and the Parsha's Devarim is full of things that reflect what's to come in the week to come. I was thinking this week during Kriyas HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, but I think Moshe Rabbeinu tells it to us, as we're heading towards the beginning of Tisha B'Av, Ve'esahom tzav leimor, atem oivrim b'gvul acheichem b'nei Esav. You're heading to the border of B'nei Esav. You're heading into the land of Esav. That's Tisha B'Av. That's the Gid HaNasha. That's the day that Esav has control. And he says, be very careful. Ki lo yetein lachem me'artza. You can't take it away. It's Esav's. Ad midrash kaf rogel. Rashi says, it'll be the midrash until that day. Until that day that Tisha B'Av will turn into a Yom Simcha. Ad midrash kaf rogel until va'olam ha'ishiyam b'harziyam lishbet esar Esav. We know that korbanos happen because of the averus of Yidden. But let's look at it from the Rabbi Shalom's perspective for a minute. We say more than once a day, more than twice a day, we say that the world is full of the covet of Hashem. Kvaydei malay oylam. Baruch kvayd Hashem im kaima. We know that the entire world was created for the honor of Hashem. L'chvaydi varasi. Baruch v'elekeinu shebara'anu l'chvaydei. The purpose of this world is for the honor of Hashem. And the kina that we're going to say now twice, we mentioned, but it's true through the whole kinas. We cry about the lack of kavod. Alei kavod asher gala ve'eis churban dvirel. We cry about alei shimcha asher chulo, about the name of Hashem that's neschala. Where's the kavod of Hashem? A mashal for the lack of kavod. A young girl, a young teenager, in 1944, a Hungarian girl, standing by the train station with her father and her 16 siblings. And her father has a regal bearing about him, a long beard, a Talmud Chacham. And she can picture him by Shabbos tables, by Yontif Sudas, coming home from Yom Kippur. And the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, walk over to him with big shears and cut his beard off. This girl was my grandmother. And she told me that this was the single most difficult moment of the whole Milchama. She was in concentration camps Most of her 16 siblings were killed, but this moment, Alei Kavod, the Bizaya. Where's the Kavod of the mask standing on our Makam HaMikdash? Where's the Kavod? Where's the Kavod Le'malei Olam? Where's the Kavod of the entire world watching Yidden fight with each other? Rahman al-Islam. I heard Rav Matisyahu speak on Tisha B'Av a few years ago, and he said that the nurses in one of the cancer hospitals call cancer a Jewish disease because such an overwhelming amount of cancer patients are Jewish. Where's the Kavod in that? Where's the Kavod of family after family being torn apart, of divorces landing up in Gaisha court systems? Where's the Kavod Shemayim of families that should be Shechina Shruya Beinayim? Where's the Kavod of Jewish children who should be sitting Friday night by a Shabbos table, singing Zmiras, saying Divrei Torah, appreciating the Ruchnius of Yiddishkeit? Rachman al-Islam, they're on the streets. Where's Baruch Kavod Hashem im Kaimah? And it's not really for us to say what the answer is. It's not possible for us to know the answer. But one thing we do know, that this is the Kavod of Hashem. That Yidden could sit down on the floor together, despite the bizyainas, despite the tsaras, despite the difficulties, despite the nisyainas, despite all the mistakes that we've made, that we can sit together with Ava Bereus, alone but together, and we can cry about Kavod Shemayim. We've barely seen Kavod Shemayim, and yet somewhere in our neshama we know how to cry for it. We've barely witnessed. Any Kavod Shemayim that we've seen is a speck of what Kavod Shemayim is. And yet somewhere in our neshama we know what to cry for. That's Kavod Shemayim. That's the Kavod of Hashem. The world goes on today and the world doesn't notice, but for us sitting here in this room, an unbelievable Kavod is happening. People in the 21st century stop their lives and sit down on the floor and cry about Kavod Shemayim. That's Kavod Shemayim. Right before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the psak of the punishment of the Meraglim, and that punishment of the Meraglim we suffer from till today, that's the beginning, as was mentioned before, the Bechiya Shel Chino, that every tzara that Klal Yisrael has, we suffer from that chet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chai Ani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I swear, V'yimalei Chvayid Hashem es kol ha'aretz, the Kavod of Hashem will fill the world. And I once heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, my Kavod will endure. Either it will endure through suffering, or it will endure through Geula. Either there will be Kavod Shemayim with the Beis HaMikdash, or there will be Kavod Shemayim with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. My Kavod will endure. It's up to you how you want to be mechabed me. We're at a very, very crucial point now in Tisha B'Av. It's by the border of Chatzais. Our life is going to start returning to normal now. Soon we're going to be sitting on regular chairs. We're going to put our crowns on our heads soon. We're going to put our tefillin on. And then later tonight we're going to already be eating. And then tomorrow after Chatzais, all the restrictions of the 9 days will come off. And slowly but surely we're going to rejoin humanity. But we have to rejoin it with this commitment. Next year we don't want to bring the Kavod of Hashem this way again. We have enough of bringing Kavod Shemayim this way. Next year we want to bring the Kavod of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Next year we want to bring a Kavod to be, bring a carbon to be Mechavod the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Chai Hashem v'yimalei Chvayid Hashem es kol ha'aretz.
Thank you. Oh, Shalom.